Welcome to the Humans and AI podcast, powered by AI Frontier Network. I'm your host, Flor La Orga. Each episode, we dive into the human story shaping artificial intelligence through the journeys of entrepreneurs, builders, and leaders. We explore the insights, challenges, and visions for the future of AI and humanity. Let's uncover the human side of AI together.
Yeah. Trust me.
Okay, so thanks, Luca, for joining to the Humans and AI podcast. I appreciate you make time for this. So I'm very interested in your journey in hospitality, well, you're an expert in hospitality, and how you apply AI on all this. So let's deep dive into it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Great. So Luca, you are originally, I guess, from Italy, and you moved to US at 21. So, wow, that's a big move, very young, very ambitious for sure. So can you take us back to that moment where what was driving you that ambition, and why do you wanted to go to US? How did it start?
Yeah, definitely. I think growing up and seeing a lot of technology companies being started by like young founders, and it was all happening in the United States, right? Like mainly in Silicon Valley, but like seeing companies, Facebook and all the new tech players that were coming back then, it looked like a really nice opportunity. An opportunity that only actually existed in the United States and not nowhere else. So I said, I've always been attracted to technology and startups and starting a company. And I said, if I want to do something with that, I have to move in a place where I can learn from people that have done it. And so that's really what attracted me to go there. Originally went there to study, right? And then I ended up staying there, living here for now 16 years.
Well, so you're almost American, like you're always from there. Where are you, in LA or in SF?
Yes. Yeah, right now I'm in LA, but I'm process of actually probably relocating to Miami. But yes, I've been for 16 years in LA.
Well, hospitality property management, it's amazing place, Miami.
Yes.
I hear about it. So it's a good move.
Yeah, some strategic investors there as well. So yeah, it's definitely taking us there. So it's exciting.
Great. You're the founder and CEO of Journey, which actually I want to make a small note about a name. What's Journey? Because it sounds like Journey. So I don't know if it's related.
Yeah. It's meant to say Journey in a more effective, efficient way. We said, what's the most natural way to write Journey if you were to write it in a short way? And we said Journey characterize a little bit our company, which is all about efficiency, automations, simplicity, and automation of the entire guest journey. And Journey with Travel is a pretty good name as well. So that's the reason of the name.
Nice. Great. So Journey is an AI-driven hospitality technology company, right? You do from the operations to the all the guest part as well. So you call it like all in one place, all in one system, right? So this is what you already just said, that you want to automate the whole thing end to end. When was the turning point that you realized that it was important or relevant to apply automation and AI on this hospitality industry?
So two things happens. One, I started my, just a few years after I moved to LA, I started my own hospitality management company, with the idea of trying to utilize technologies to make it very scalable, mainly in the Airbnb space, where we were basically managing apartments. And we realized that if applied right, technologies could really automate a lot of the moving aspects of that industry. We realized that it's extremely labor intensive, hard to scale industry. So we said, if we can figure out a way to leverage technologies to do this more efficiently, we can become more profitable. In the meantime, AI happened. We were being in the research of the best type of technology we could utilize to create automations. AI became basically what we believe the ultimate tool to add to what we built. And so basically, a few years into building this, we realized that the software solutions and creating a solutions for the industry was actually going to be a bigger opportunity. We were trying to combine existing solutions with ours, first for ourselves, but we realized that existing solution didn't do it. We said, hey, let's have the crazy move of building our own solution, trying to go against the market and really revolutionize the market with a completely brand new solution. And it's a hard market to disrupt, right? Because there's several different billion-dollar players that they're relatively innovative, but also to come with a platform from zero, it took a lot of efforts to really compete on the same fields. But obviously AI is what makes us very different from everything else that's out there.
Yeah, definitely. So you transitioned from doing more the old ways of hospitality and everything was more repetitive tasks and this kind of thing. And now you use AI to automate and be more efficient and productive. But I guess that what was the challenges that you went through to apply? Because it's not just to use AI, but as well convince your team to as well to accept that, hey, there's tasks you don't need to do it all the time. Now we have technology that can do it for you and you just can focus on more important tasks. So what was the kind of the main challenge there?
And I think it's there's two quote unquote challenges. One is, I guess, three challenges. One is to really, like, a lot of people talk about like how great AI is, but very few people, I think, really know how to fully leverage that technology. And I think by being early believers and adopters of this technology helped us to position ourselves in a way we understood exactly how to leverage it. Everybody talks about agents. Right now, we've had NIA, which is a network of intelligent agents that can do a variety of tasks already like almost 3 years ago, right? So we were talking about agents when nobody was talking about it. We had agents when nobody was talking about it. And now people are now understanding the potential of agents, starting to understand really the potential. I think that was one, right? Understand how to harness the power of the technology. And that is changing the mindsets of the people around you. Like the customers, they have to understand the value, and then your internal team needs to understand the value, because I think AI is not just, AI is not just built inside of our solution, but it's also how we run the company. Like, we don't utilize AI just in a tool for the customers, but we also use it to help us develop software more rapidly, to help us develop content, campaigns, marketing materials, everything, right? It's really within our culture. And that took a bit of convincing, first really convincing the leaders and then really making them own how you can use this technology to make yourself more efficient. We've done a couple of retreats, specifically targeted company retreats, specifically targeted around this. Like we really put everybody into a room and said, let's pick our top three problems as the company. We divide ourselves into smaller groups and said, let's utilize AI to solve it now on the streets. Within 48 hours, we basically solved like problems that exist for a long time. And we did mixed teams. We mixed between a developer, one marketing person, one salesperson, one ops person. They all worked together as a small team to develop these solutions. And everybody got to see them in actions and got to see how quickly we were able to fix problem using AI. That's from an internal side. And then obviously lastly, I'll try to be rapid on this one, from a customer's standpoint, is really showing results. We're big believers that we're going from software as a service, right, to outcome as a service. People are going to look at outcomes. What can you do for me? Can you automate this for me? Can you increase guest experiences? Can you increase revenues for me? Can you shrink my costs? Can you help me make my business more efficient and more profitable? That's what people are going to care about. And if you can show that, then you don't have to sell them on AI as much.
Yeah, solve their problem. That's all they need.
Yes.
So you also spoken about AI enhancing but not replacing the human element in hospitality. Do you have any example of how do you apply it on a personal experience that lived that with Journey?
I can tell you that two things. I think that at least for the near term, AI in general, outside of even hospitality, is going to become an enhancer, not a replacer. We'll replace people that don't know how to use AI, for sure. That's what I tell my team as well. Like sometimes people get scared. When they first are skeptical, then when they first realize the power of the technology, they're like, shit, this is going to take my job. Excuse my term. This is going to take my job away. And so what we tell them like, it's not going to take your job away. If you are going to become 10 times more productive, it's going to take the job away from the person that doesn't adopt this technology. And so this is the same almost going to be in every single industry. Like, having AI that can answer the majority of the volume of guest messages in a very tailor-made way and enhance, obviously, the guest experience, and at the same time enables your best performing performers in your team to focus on what really matters, right? I think this is almost for almost every job, every industry, people find themselves very busy in the day-to-day and having very little time to innovate and actually focus on what makes their department better, their business better, right? Because they're so much focused on the day-to-day, and I can really remove that daily boring routine, repetitive tasks, and help you focus on what matters most.
Okay, there's something that many people, more than hospitality in general, but what I hear most is was more in the restaurant field, which is like they believe that automation makes hospitality feel a bit cold or impersonal. What is your perspective about it?
Yeah, I think that maybe it was true with general automations, right? Because automations, like in the past before AI, it was like more of a taking standardized messages or standardizing things, right? It's a very different way AI where actually, if with proper context, can hyper-personalize experiences even more than humans. So I think if your interaction is digital, that is absolutely not the case, right? That you're going to have actually a much better experience utilizing AI. If with a proper setup or a proper software behind, like Journey, we will have a lot more information about you as a guest, instant information. So we'll know what you like, what you create a better experience. If you're returning customers, we'll know if you like to, if you're traveling for businesses. So we don't want to offer you things that maybe you don't care. And we hyper personalize experience to you as a guest. So you're going to have a better experience overall. I think it becomes true what you're saying when you have to have that like physical interaction, right? Obviously, you don't want to go to an hotel and have a kiosk that you can interact with. Maybe you don't want to interact with a person. It's fine. You want to use your phone or you want to, and it's okay to talk to an AI, but like you want to go and still see a front desk person or still see a person that maybe takes your luggage. Just you go to a high-end hotel, right? That needs to stay, but that's not what AI is replacing. And that's why I say AI is enhancing hospitality, because there's so much back end office that is done today by people, but you don't see that work. You don't interact with those people. So it brings no really inherited value to you, knowing whether it's done from AI or not. Actually, if it's done by AI more efficiently, it will ultimately deliver more value to you, because the hotel or the Airbnb manager can spend more resources to that in-person interaction and less resources on the stuff that you don't see, that it's in the background, that is necessary for you to have a good guest experience.
Yeah, 100%. I think most of the times when a person don't know a lot about what is going behind hospitality, because there's so many things running behind or things work in front. So it's a very, thank you. That's a very good perspective. Talking a little bit more about your startup journey, the main thing about AI in journey is Nia, which you already mentioned it before in the beginning. Nia, for my understanding, is a multi-agent AI system purpose built for hospitality, right? As you said, like you've been using AI agents 3 years before, so you already have the vision. Like now in 2025, everybody's talking about AI agents, but it's been, as you said, this year. How do you get to that conclusion about AI, about the AI agents, and how do you started to use it, or why?
Well, we realize the biggest limitations of AI when you take an LLM is two things. One is context and lack of focus, right? Like when you give it a really good prompt, even like more basic AI, you get really good results. If you give it really good context, you get even better results, right? And a good prompt theoretically includes that as well. And then when you focus an LLM to, or even a different type of AIs into like more narrow focus tasks, they become better. And it's like the same thinking. There's like really three things that have happened where it's changing completely the accuracy and efficiency of these agents. And it's context, focalizing on a very specific field, and then chain of thoughts, right? Those three things. And we saw this super early on, because when we give them an internal chain of thoughts and specialize them on a specific task, and then give them proper knowledge to do that more simple task, focus just on that, they became so much better. Almost zero hallucinations, a lot more accurate, a lot more effective. And then so we said, okay, so what do? We start creating one AI agent that is only specializing, only doing that. So let's say one is only for guest interactions, right, on the chat. One is only for guest voice. One is for concierge. One is for, or in case something happened, you need to give a refund. So you want to have one AI that is specialized. Well, how do you handle issues or escalations, right, or SOPs? And so we started having different agents do different things, and then having basically like the guest agent in analyzing the message and then interrogating different agents in order to compose the proper answer. And so like basically these different agents interacting with one another, which if you think about it, it's exactly how humans work. A human team will work exactly the same way. So you would have different humans with different specialties in the company. You do in every company. But interact with one another. They have different roles. There's managers and so on. And then specialize people in different fields that they interact to then solve a problem. And AI is very much the same. And we saw that super early on. And so we understood that the biggest thing you had to do was to build the infrastructure. Because these LLMs will constantly get better and stronger and more powerful. And what you have to do is just make sure they have the infrastructure, proper prompting engineering, and proper context. Context is very big deal. Not all people are talking about context. I think last mile data context is going to be what's coming. Everybody talks about agents. Then to make these agents more effective and more precise, you have to have this proper context and nuances about the business that you're running or automating, because otherwise you won't be able to automate it.
Where do you get that vision? Because I feel like you're super big visionary since the beginning, and on your journey, I can see that like you left Italy, go to fulfill your dream in America, and you're always like going a bit ahead all the time. So that's kind of, it's something that you think that people can be dream, or it's a kind of a thing that comes from the person.
Obviously it's my ambition, but I think what I have always done is ask questions to myself, and then when I don't have the answers, to go look for those answers and ask other people. I always wanted to learn, be on top of what some of the latest trends, because I have a passion about entrepreneurship and technology. So that's really what drives me. And obviously I'm pretty ambitious. But one thing that I found like that has been extremely helpful has been always asking. Like I've always asked, and I love AI because you can ask AI now as well. And I use AI a lot actually to ask questions, but I've always been a big believer that if you want to do something that you don't know how to do, just ask somebody that has done it already, and that will help you to get there.
That's great. Have you ever had any a person that inspired you, like in the AI field, for example, or a mentor who helped you a lot in this journey of entrepreneurship? Because we all know that it's not an easy journey.
Yeah, definitely. I have many, not one. And I'm a big believer that you're not going to have, it's at least I haven't found it for myself, one single person that will inspire for everything. There is things that at least the way I do it, I think different inspiration from different people, not everything they do, right? I may not agree with 100%. And I don't think you should agree with 100% of what somebody, like no matter how accomplished somebody is, I don't think you should 100% agree to everything they're saying, because what's true for them is not necessarily true for you. But what you have to do as a human, and similar to what AI has to do to seek the ultimate truth, is to listen to a lot of different truths and then extrapolate what the ultimate truth is for you, right? And learn different things from different people. So I have many mentors. I've got lucky to meet a lot of very successful people along the way. And I have a lot of successful people that are both investors on the board and in my team. We're all learning.
So coming back to journey again, so you've aimed to automate up to 90% of back office operations, right? So what does that actually look like for a property manager today?
Well, the numbers varies based on how good of a as I was saying, context is going to be a big one in the future, from how good they are as setting up a proper context and setting up the system. But for users that I have done it, and proper managers that have done it successfully, obviously it's a massive enabler, because they are not only automating a huge chunk of their operations and making their business a lot more profitable by reducing costs, but they're also increasing revenue, because now they have more time to think about how to bring more revenue and utilize AI actually to bring more revenue to their business. For example, we have AI automated upsells that contextualize upsells specifically to your stay and with the dynamics of your hospitality operations. For example, like if there's a calendar gap and I can offer you a free or at an upcharge late checkout or early check-ins, they all will do autonomously on its own. Something that was unthinkable for smaller operations or even larger operations, because you have to think about it across thousands of rooms. The same thing as tailor-made experiences and multiple other upsells that we offer. So the goal is to become the ultimate enhancers of your business or what you were doing in the first place, and just make you do a lot more of that, right? Be a lot more profitable, a lot more scalable, and allow you to do more of what you wanted to do in the first place. If it was a lifestyle business, make it a real lifestyle business. Or if you want to scale a large company, make sure we enable you to do that as well.
Oh, yeah. So what kind of feedback did you get when after like the first time that you implemented Nia from your staff or guests? Do you have any kind of story that you would like to share with us?
Yeah, say that question again, sorry.
Yes. So what kind of feedback did you receive when you implement Nia for the first time? Because this was 3 years ago, but new.
Yeah, we have many feedbacks, right? Because also like Nia, it's constantly improving. We have we just did an update, which basically now Nia, and this is for our internal Nia to do tech support. With one update, we improve accuracy and tickets resolution, automated autonomous ticket resolution by 300% overnight with one update. Really focus on the context that I was talking about. And when people just see these like major leaps overnight, what they thought that was already pretty good, that an AI that was solving them like maybe half of all companies' tickets autonomously, which was pretty big, was already considered pretty big, now going to like, and then 90% of all tickets where there's no human interaction needed for a very complex software, it's pretty unthinkable. So people have this wow. So we have multiple situations like that where people just get shocked by the efficiency gains that they can get overnight. And by just one update, things really changing from one day to another to the better. And people just think, okay, if this is the rate of improvements, where are we heading?
Okay, so talking a lot more about vision. So looking ahead, how do you envision the role of AI evolving in the hospitality space?
So I think, and I'm actually going to take this question and not answer specifically about hospitality. I'm going to say across basically industries. So I think there's going to be a pretty big disruption for the businesses that will realize how to fully utilize this technology in their favor to enhance, again, what they're doing in the first place, and the businesses that don't. Just like it's going to happen with people's jobs, it's just going to happen in businesses, right? The gap of efficiency and productivity that businesses that will utilize the technology properly even in the next 3 years is going to be so big that it will become very hard to exist for businesses that don't pay attention to it. Yes, there's going to be unique cases and black swan events, but the majority of businesses that will need to really pay attention to this. And I think a lot of businesses are, and they understand, they just don't know how to leverage it. But I think in the next 3 years, it's going to completely reshape everything.
So you said before that the people who don't use AI, they're not going to survive. But I hear that in the, well, for I've been seen as well, it's industry. It's not the first industry that is adopting AI, like, for example, you are doing, right? So what advice would you give to those, for these professionals that are skeptical about AI and rather doing in the always? For example, in Europe, it's pretty much all in the always, and they're not really using AI for anything related with hospitality, most of the cases.
Yeah. So I don't know so much as I have an advice, because the advice will be like, start looking into it. But I will say that it's kind of like an interesting situation that we find ourselves in as humanity in general, right? I think there's this also what's happening with regulations and how we are like probably going to end up very much under regulating, especially in US AI, because of the fear of what happened if someone else goes there first, right? So it's going to be a double-edged sword, meaning from, not in hospitality, right? I think in hospitality, really, the security issue is not there. We are developing security components into it, and it is, there's only so much you can do, really, in terms of security. But there's the risk of not adapting, being left behind big time. But I think overall, this problem exists in general as a humanity, where people don't really want to be left behind, because I think the risk of being left behind is greater than actually doing it and then something goes wrong. And so I think that's what's happening, right? That's this big discussion happening with like government regulations and so on. And I think the governments that are going to over-regulating this going to be left behind. It's not a choice. I think we're going to be forced in not having a choice to do it. It's just like thinking about like agriculture. If you would just do agriculture as a pre-industrial revolution agriculture, it wouldn't work. That doesn't exist, right? Like my family are farmers, like coming from like my grandpa was a farmer, and they went through the industrial revolution, and they went from having almost like 400 employees to basically 12 employees to do the same job, right? You can't compete, right? You can't compete. But it didn't mean that those other almost 400 people didn't have a job anymore. They moved to a different industry and did something different. That was a massive disruption back then. People lived in farms before. Now they all live in cities. So it's a shift that is going to happen. And people will need to really pay attention.
Yeah, the AI revolution is happening.
Yeah, it's happening whether we want it or not.
Yeah, 100%. So just to finish, I've got one last question. What advice would you give to other founders looking to build AI-first companies, like young founders? Imagine yourself at 20, 21 and someone wanted to help you.
We're talking about disruptions and people like to really focus on the negative side of this technology. But honestly, it's probably one of the biggest opportunities as an entrepreneur that you ever have, right? I see opportunities everywhere. It's ridiculous. It's overwhelming because we build like dozens of internal tools that to make our business more efficient that could be companies, those solutions. I could spin, follow the solution, make, turn them into a company itself, right? Because we can develop software such a speed that it wasn't feasible before. And the combination of different solutions just and different AI tools just allows you to really do things that you couldn't do before. And software development cost is going down. It's going to go down to nearly zero, which is a very different place than we used to be. Like Microsoft is going to be a fast-growing industries. It's going to be as easy as creating like an IG account. It's going to be as easy to create a game or like a small SaaS tool, and you can build that. But it's also true that very big ideas can now become, that they used to be out of reach, are not out of reach anymore. We see it with us. We have a very big vision, which just a year ago seemed to have, that would have been to take in almost infinite amount of resources to get there. And now we're getting there just because of our productivity 10x. And it's going to 10x again and then again in like in a exponential way. And I think if people really pay attention and utilize this technology properly, and if you don't know how to use it, just start. I'm not a developer and I develop code. Not for Journey, I do it for fun, just to learn how to use these tools, right? And so just, there's no excuses anymore. Knowledge is out there. You can get any type of knowledge and you can start doing it on your own.
Thanks, Luca. It's been a pleasure having you in the podcast. I enjoy it a lot. You're the first guest in hospitality, because as I said, it was not like a very common talk about AI in hospitality. I'm pleased to hear about your company journey and how amazing your guys doing. So yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was fun to be here.
Thanks for listening to the Humans and AI podcast. We are here to spotlight the people making AI more human. One story at a time. See you in the next episode.